This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Mac Marshall is joining us now. He is Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board and the U.S. Soybean Export Council. And Mac, as we look at what we've seen price-wise for 2020, with everything that has been going on, how have we done in these markets this year?
2020 has been a year of surprises in many, many ways, most of them bad, but one very strong silver lining is the price rally that we've seen in soybean markets over the last couple months. Soybean demand has traditionally been very, very strong and certainly strong this year, definitely bolstered in large part by China's recovery from African swine fever. But really what has been a bit of a catalyst in spurring this significant price rally over the last couple months has been tightening of the balance sheets in the U.S. as we've had downward revisions to total crop size. So right now with an expected tight carryout at the end of this marketing year, we're seeing prices reach levels that we haven't seen since 2016.
For China, which we have seen the U.S. be a big customer for them as far as export of sales, then this time of year, they tend to start to look towards Brazil. Do you think that's still going to remain the case?
Well, there's always a seasonal pattern where, you know, immediately following our harvest period, we're the peak supplier to the world, and China, you know, being a very large and the number one customer this year. After the Brazilian crop gets harvested, you know, they come in and become the seasonal supplier, you know, in that kind of, you know, February through July range. Now, what is interesting about the Brazil dynamic is there's been a lot of aggressive forward selling as well. So domestic supplies are really, really tight. In fact, Brazil has actually imported some small shipments of soybeans from the United States to help meet local demand until they get to that post-harvest period. So there's a potential here, I think, with those shortages in Brazil, there what was initially some slow start to the planting pace there. If that results in harvest delays or, you know, reduction in crop size, then obviously that tightens up their balance sheets and their local availability and, you know, potentially extends that export window for the U.S. for this season. So I think that that's the biggest dynamic to be looking at over these next couple months is what is happening in Brazil with their crop development.
All right, Mac, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Greg. Have a great day.
That is Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence with the United Soybean Board and the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.